Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Nick. How are you going?
I'm really well, thank you. Now, look, it is a complex performance to try and picture. Can you tell us a little bit about Tribunal's production?
It's actually a very simply laid out production, even though it's quite complex what we're dealing with. Essentially, it's a theatre work and a contemporary performance work that's kind of part People's Court or Truth and Reconciliation Tribunal, and then part theatre work. We hear the stories of Mahdi Mohammadi and Jawad Yakubi, who are Afghani Hazara men who are also artists. So what we're trying to do with Tribunal is essentially pare back all the media, all the politics that make the issues of asylum seekers really kind of difficult and overwhelming, as you're saying, overwhelming to think about even, and to meditate on in a real kind of human way. So essentially, it's stories from both Aunty Rhonda Dixon, who's playing the convener or the high commissioner. And all those stories are kind of presented to her, Mahdi's stories and stories from lawyers about conditions and situations on Nauru and Manus Island in detention. And then, you know, it's also about the love of culture in Afghan society and music and arts and Mahdi's history as a young boy at university when he was studying theatre. So it's as much about theatre and the potential that theatre has to create change, and about theatre in the Middle East as it is about legal process and the human rights conditions in Australia.
There's an amazing timeliness to this topic, of course, with what we're seeing this week from the Nauru files and the horrific kind of Indigenous youth treatment we've seen out of Northern Territory.
Tragically, yes. Every week this show becomes more and more pertinent. But there's a piece that I actually deliver from a lawyer in the work that's 10 years old, or even more than 10 years old, about a case that involved a child on Nauru. So we were talking about these files that were released, but yeah, this story I tell is 10 to 13 years old. So these kinds of things have been happening for a very, very long time. But yeah, the relevance is very sad. It's very sad. We actually, I was working with a human rights lawyer, Joe Tan, in Adelaide at Adhocracy in Vital Statistics, which is an experimental lab for artists. And we were working on a piece called Love and Boats, which was about sexual and race discrimination. And while we were doing that, our boat crashed and sank. And it sank just outside of, you know, Australian waters, and 55 people drowned, and Australia decided to leave the bodies in the water and not retrieve the bodies. And that incident made us really, made me, for the first time, really think in a deeply human way about the tragedy and the cruelty of the systems and the decisions that our government and immigration department are making over the treatment of these people seeking asylum.
It is,
and so this show. So then I said to Joe, "What do we need to do?" And he said, "You know, we need to have a Truth and Reconciliation Tribunal. Australia hasn't had one yet. South Africa has had one. All these countries in the world have had one. And first, we need to reconcile our relationship with." You know, to tell the truth about colonization and about our Indigenous people. And then, you know, we can move forward and begin to attempt to resolve our issue of wanting to incarcerate people, which is something that Australia has been doing since for over 200 years now.
We certainly have been. Karen, where can people actually see Tribunal?
Tribunal, you can come to Griffin Theatre. It opens, we've got a preview tonight, so it's our first audience, which is really exciting. And then it opens tomorrow night, which is sold out, and runs till the following Saturday, so the 20th.
Fantastic
so
stuff.
We'll it's get at a, 7 o'clock.
We'll get a link up to Griffin Theatre Company on the website when we pop it up. Thank you for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Thanks so much.